I'm not sure. How's that one for a test? Oh my god! I was like, "Wow, this sounds really intense on the headphones." That was Elva Noto, Uniform. As you can see, is kind of a minimalist and a maximist in the same way. You are down the well with Timmy on RadioValencia.fm. It is 26 after the hour, so I think I thought I'd calm things back down. Just wanted to jolt you out of that one virtual reality you're in. You've got another 33 minutes to go. You might as well just go on a new adventure. Before that was Lucene, Everything Under the Sun from the MGM1 compilation off of Ghostly from a few years back. Probably about 5 years, actually. Lucene has got a lot of good material. Before that was Spooky, What Are We Waiting For? Not to be confused with DJ Spooky. just the it's a British duo, I believe. They've been around for a long time, actually, since the 90s. I remember some old ambient compilations with spooky stuff. And, well, drum and bass as well, so all that good stuff. But before that was Abfart Hinwell. I don't know if it's a... It's F-A-H-R-T, and it's... Some say it's like a... somebody with a fake name. It seems a little fake. I mean, even the name of the record, I'm not even going to try to pronounce, but it seems a little bit over the top. But it's really good IDM shit from 2002, so it's actually 10 years old. Can you believe it? 2002 is 10 years ago. My God. What are you gonna do? But keep on keeping on. Before that was Ladytron Mirage from the Gravity the Seducer record from November. That record I didn't like at first. I've gone back to it now and I like it more. Interesting. We shall see. Before that was Calm Truths, one of my faves, Fairlight, from the Fairlight EP, between the Cyanide Sisters EP full-length Galactic Melt. It was a precursor. Fairlight, it was actually a good EP. That was the title track. I think that's probably the best track on there. Just three songs. But good stuff. That guy's put out a lot of material in the past year. And then we started off that set with a guy named August. Like the month. I'm sure it's not pronounced that way, but it's another one of those Scandinavian artists. So it's probably of August, or I don't know. As you can tell, I know a lot of Scandinavian language type things. So we are going to get back into the music. This is Floating Points, which is one of my faves of the year. It's called Shadows, the name of this release. This name of the song is called Sace. So we're going to listen to the rest of this. Got another half hour to go here down the well with Timmy on Radio Valencia FM. Thanks for listening.
I'm gonna go get some more.
Some William Orbit right there, who owns the octopus. Who does own the octopus? I'd like to have an octopus. One can never really own an octopus. You can befriend an octopus. You could help the octopus. I kind of believe in owning animals, or beings for that matter. And there's my little 2 cents for January 3, 2012. Hey, how's it going, everybody? I'm Timmy. You've been down the well. It's the end of the show, end of being down the well. We're climbing back up out of the deep well here. It's kind of wet and murky and dark and disturbing, and could be some crying involved. I don't know. But let's go through the tracks that were played. Before, like I said, was William Orbit, who owns the octopus. Hello, Waveforms was the name of the album from 06. Great record. Got a lot of mileage out of that, out on, at Burning Man and various other places. Before that was Badoon, Small Things from Stella Polaris, the second compilation. I played several from those compilations tonight, because just was a recent discovery over the weekend, and I was like, wow, this is a gold mine of music. So, before that was Ulrich Schnaus, In Between the Years. German Mr. Schnaus is very prolific, has a lot of stuff that's has been out, is coming out. He's got an album earlier from 2011. With Jonas Monk, otherwise known as Manuel, and that's a great record. He's got some more stuff coming up. I think he's got a full-length coming up for 2012. So before that, we had One Heat Trix, Point Never, and Antony, and that's the Fenez remix. Amazing track. It's called Returnal. Oh my god, that's a spooky, spooky record. Antony of Antony and the Johnsons. The other, the non-remixed version, the vocal's more prominent, but I like the spooky sort of disembodied vocal on that one more. And then we started off that set with Run, Return, Animals Are Beautiful People. They're a Santa Cruz duo. According to their website, I guess they're still putting out material. I thought they were living in Oakland for a while, so it could be one or the other. But that was an old one from 99. And we started off that set with Floating Points, Sace. So you were down the well with Timmy. Thanks for listening. We got about another minute to go, so I want to give a brief little plug for my storytelling event tomorrow night called Fireside Storytelling. The name of the theme this month is Travels and Tribulations, Travel Disasters. We've got some amazing performers, and it's going to be at 8 o'clock. Doors at 7:30 at the Jellyfish Gallery at 1286 Folsom near 9th, right by the Climate used to be. So, hey, check that out tomorrow night. Good storytelling, our two-year anniversary. And you've been down the well with Timmy here on Radio Valencia. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can download this at rvpods.com/downthewell tomorrow. See ya.
Tell.